Oh God, no! I don't even want to.
By the way, everyone at the Masters had heard that. Oh. Everywhere we went, dudes were like, "How many beers has he had?"
It was
to the point where
nightmare.
I started defending him, where I was like, "Guys, just leave him alone. He's only ever one."
And then he would laugh at because then, like, the moment guys would come up to him, I would just walk away. And then he would be like, look at him over there applying sunscreen, trying to act like he's
trying
really
to pretend no one's like, yeah. No, not even a spray. He
lathering.
Had a deodorant stick of sunscreen.
No, don't. It doesn't get all over your hands.
It's fucking crazy.
You're doing like the Ugg from Camp Anawana.
What?
Camp Anawana, we hold you in our heart.
What?
Did you ever see Salute Your Shorts?
What?
Did you ever see Salute Your Shorts?
The show.
No.
All right.
Hey, this honestly, it sounds like Mad Libs.
No, it's not. It was a show on Nickelodeon when we were younger.
Oh, big. I didn't have cable till I was like 13.
Damn.
Yeah. What?
Why didn't you have cable?
Oh,
we
man.
Got cable and it was the X Games and that was incredibly exciting.
You got to see cool. X Games right away. That was the first. You're like a Soviet. You got everything Skateboard? At once. You turned 13 and we're like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see the Terrence Howard thing where he talked about how the man's like kind of center of structural integrity is his butthole? And he claims P. Diddy was trying to compromise him and make him like fluid. Said once you get, he's like, once you compromise your center of integrity, which is your butthole, you become fluid and like nothing, you get all fucked up.
What, center of not physical integrity.
Oh,
just actual,
man, your manhood.
Actual
he was,
integrity.
Yeah, he's a mathematician. So yeah, he was saying like your the geometry, like the underpinning of your structural manhood is
so
your
physical.
Butthole. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
But it's also, it's mental too.
Like the center of gravity, he thinks is your butthole.
It's your butthole. And once you.
Which, by the way, I can't prove him wrong.
It's something to it,
sounds
man.
Sounds like he's right again.
He was saying. It's Terrence Howard, mathematician.
Hustle and Flow.
Oh, boy.
The Hustle and Flow guy that's now a super genius.
Okay.
He claims Diddy went for his b-hole. Under like the thing of like lessons. He was giving him like, you know, acting lessons. Said Diddy was just like looking at him wrong. He's like, this guy's trying to fuck my ass. Take away the geometry of my manhood. So.
Sounds
what do you
like
think about that?
Nightmare story to have to listen to. Saying to you.
You don't think he went for Terrence Howard's butthole?
But it doesn't sound like it. It sounds like Terrence Howard thinks that he wanted to.
Yeah, he might have.
But if there's anybody out there that might have wanted to, I would say Diddy's a prime suspect.
I can't follow what's going on because it sounds
there's a
like
a lot of people saying he tried to fuck him in the ass.
Yeah.
What do you think? Free Diddy?
No.
There's a lot of rumors going around that Diddy's trying to destroy men's structural integrity.
I understand those rumors. It sounded like the way that the story was being told was that Terrence Howard
assumed it.
Right, assumed it.
Yeah.
Well, he had like a assistant that was, he was like, "What's up with him?" He's like, "Oh, Diddy's trying to fuck you." So his assistant was the one who told him like, "Yo, this is what this
was
is
that
all
guy's
about.
Name, Mr. Bentley, or what was that guy's name?
It just gets more complicated.
Fonsworth Bentley. It's like my boss is trying to fuck your ass. Get the fuck out of here. Run, go now.
That's a fair point, though. Maybe he wasn't trying to fuck his ass. Do you think if someone gets their ass, do you think if someone gets their ass fucked, it does compromise like their manhood from a like to where it like affects your posture and shit? Like you move differently after that.
Do I think that? No.
Really?
Yeah, no.
Do you have any proof?
I counter argument.
Yeah.
Gay guys walk different.
It's true.
I think it actually helps your structural integrity. The posture goes way up.
Yeah.
Once you get fucked,
it's true. You just you start wearing that sweater vest differently.
Yeah.
It starts looking way different on you. We had a thing in grade school that like if like do you ever have it with like kids where it's like, yo, a lady's walking. Like if a lady walked a certain way, like she had sex before.
Yes.
We would just do it with all the moms. But like, yo, like all the moms that come to special lunch. But like, yo, she definitely had sex before. Yeah. If you walk your feet a little bit more apart, that's all you could tell a girl had sex.
Once again, these are tough to refute.
I kind of hold to it.
Yeah.
If I see a woman base. Go, yeah, anywhere near shoulder width apart, I'm going, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing? What do you think? Yeah.
Slut.
Your mom's here to help with pizza lunch. Like, yo, your mom got fucked, dude.
Speaking of sluts, how about the space sluts?
Dude, how did I not know about that?
I don't know. I think I saw it this morning, and it's been bothering me.
Yeah, that's
it's affected me a lot.
Also, Bezos, for all of that work, he just looks like a trash man. He has like the body of like a Philadelphia trash man. He's on like billions of dollars of TRT and gene therapy
just to become a WAP. Yeah. He's transformed. He's fully just a guy at Wawa.
I know.
That's all he is. That might have been the biggest attempt to get rid of your wife ever.
Yeah.
Just being like, I built a spaceship. I'm going to launch you up there.
Yeah, man.
With Gail King.
Yeah, and it's fucked up because he'd have another wife pretty fast. If he blew his wife up in outer space.
Yeah, he'd have a wife before the rubble hit Earth.
He'd be more confined. Do you think
they should be confined or occupy more space?
Come on.
You can do it.
Occupy more space.
Yeah.
In what regard?
True.
True. Tires, June 5th.
True what?
Tires, June 5th.
Oh, yeah. Tires, June 5th. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Women need to occupy more space.
Of course
they do. Tires. Watch tires.
They should, if they choose, if they want to. Of course. You know. Nobody wants
if
to
they want
them.
To take up more space.
Yeah.
You don't want to confine them?
No.
You don't ever want to confine your woman?
No.
What are your thoughts on foot training?
Is it what?
Foot training.
Foot training?
Yeah.
What's that?
Like I don't binding even, their feet?
I don't support forcible foot training. If somebody wants to foot train?
Yeah.
Sure.
Their daughter?
No.
What if your 2-year-old said, I want to foot train? Would you say yes?
No.
Why?
So you're against trans? What if your public school teacher came and told you your daughter wants to foot train?
I would say let's just wrap the foot gently. You know, like wearing a cape.
Trick them. Trick the kids.
Yeah.
Did you see that Soft White Underbelly where the guy lost, like he had a son and his wife was like, our son's a daughter. And he's like, no, it's not. And then she divorced him. And then the school was like, yo, it's on.
Schools are going.
Bro, they need to chill, dude. They need to chill. I don't understand like the hype up on it. If I'm a teacher and I'm like trying to like just get them to pay attention to geography, the last thing I need on my plate is like, what are we doing? Yeah, I got that.
Yeah, but there could be a deeper, like you're trying to get them to pay attention to geography and they are acting up every day and you go, okay.
Yeah, and the girls are all being so good.
Fuck your shit up.
It's just a class. I think they're just being lazy because girls are easier in school. Like, if you're a boy, school sucks. If you're a girl, you're like, I actually like it. I have all my pencils organized. So I could, if I was a teacher, I'd be like, we need more of these girls.
That's very true. They tried Adderall for years. And they're like, you know what? Fuck it.
Now the teachers are just on Adderall organizing the class. Yeah. Like, it'd be much more efficient if these were all women in here. I don't see the point. I don't see what's wrong with that. And also, yeah, the sports. I was on PITM yesterday. We were talking about.
What's that?
Panties in the Mouth podcast.
Okay.
Premier
Sounds
American
like it's
podcast.
Right up your alley, doesn't it?
Yes.
You've been known to stuff some PITM.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, it's good. Yeah, panties in the mouth. It's good.
He actually does.
Panties in the Mouth on Patreon.
What happened?
I've just been saying it for years that that's a pretty cool thing to do.
Stuff a girl's. Underpants into her mouth.
If they're into it.
If they're into it.
Yeah.
While you're poorly fucking her.
What if you're just like what if you're just working at their house and you see him on the floor and you're just going,
which is my own? But that's kind of
it's snack time. Yeah.
They're going to get washed. They're about to get washed. Why, yeah. Like, what does that matter?
I mean, they're about to get washed, so like theoretically.
You're like
clean.
Say you're working at a house, like you're doing like, you know, you're a plumber. And you go in like to fix the laundry machine, you just see dirty underwear. Do you think a person has a right
to say,
I could
gobble these?
Yeah, yeah. You don't ask for a tip though. No tip. You gobbled the panties when no one was looking. No tip. I also don't know if you tip.
Even if you don't even know the woman.
Even if I've never even seen her.
Really? So you don't even know her age?
They got to be pretty big. They got to be giant. I plead the fifth.
But yeah.
Turn the mic off on that.
But yeah, we were talking about coaches starting to get competitive in women's sports and just like. Like how college coaches hear of like a player's good and they go and kind of scout the house.
Yeah.
Just like there's like a fucking fast gay kid in your neighborhood and you're like, I could get him on the girls.
Oh, yeah.
I could get him on the girls varsity.
Fast gay kid. You see him running like Forrest Gump in front of a truck. People are like, get out of here.
You bring the briefcase to his family's house. You're like, let's just have dinner. this kid could dominate.
Mm-hmm.
But what are your thoughts on that kind of stuff?
I didn't even understand what happened over there. It turns into like if she's there on a job site. So what? So who's?
We're talking about how there's a thing going on right now where all of these girls are becoming boys and dominating men's sports, and it's
right,
causing a fucking uproar,
and it's huge in the podcast sphere.
Okay.
This is what we talk about.
Yeah.
I thought, wasn't this like a year ago? That
no, it's still happening. Yeah, it's, no, it no, was girl. It was boys.
It's been a few years of us talking
boys
about
becoming
it.
Girls. Boys becoming girls. Now there's a lot of girls becoming boys and just cleaning up fucking boys in men's sports.
No way.
That's not true.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
That's
thank
not
you
true.
That's Russian disinformation.
That is Russian. That's it's, actually Russian
unfortunately
disinformation.
Unfortunately, this is on camera. All right. It's just a deep, you know, it's a deep. Okay. Couch. If anybody's just listening to this, I tried to get up to get
yeah,
to the...
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
How was the Masters?
You laid on the ground. That's what I'd like to talk about.
Yeah, how was the Masters?
How was the Masters?
Well, I, you know, really... So we should get, start by saying how much I appreciate...
No, it's...
The, like, what Shane did to get us to the Masters.
True.
Because, and I did say, like, a year and a half ago, I was like, if you could ever use your powers for me, I'd love to go to the Masters.
Mm-hmm.
And then he made that happen.
That's awesome.
And it's unbelievable.
And what did I ask for in return?
Six beers.
But no,
so,
the Masters, I didn't, so I was trying to hold my tongue.
Yeah.
Because I knew it was big for Kirby's.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't give a fuck about golf.
Yeah.
I really wanted to.
You can't see anything.
Yeah, you couldn't see
a
fucking
thing. Yeah,
how
does that thing. Work? Did you pick a spot?
I don't know how anybody, you just, like, the best you could do is park up at a hole, and then you get to watch that if you could see And then, you know, that's like a hit on the green. We were
like
at 16.
There were some awesome spots. Like, was that six? That was a par three?
Yeah.
That was great.
But I couldn't see anything.
Oh.
So, like, if you
oh,
could
yeah.
see
well,
all
he's also, he can't see.
Yeah.
So we did get to 16.
Like a fucking blind guy to the Masters. He couldn't see a single thing. I was like, it's beautiful out. He was like, is it? the Ocon man last second got a ticket.
What?
Yeah, the Ocon man got in with us.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a miracle.
That's awesome.
The people at CAA just were like,
getting the ticket.
All right, here you go. You can have this.
That's tight.
So he, you know, but he was planning on not going. So he had already started drinking a little.
Yeah.
He was ready to lock down by himself at Hooters for the entire day, which I couldn't have been more jealous.
That's kind of nice, actually.
I could not have been more jealous.
It's also nice to be at the bar and be like, my buddies are there. Right
yeah, and
now.
Also yeah. be like, I have to be here.
Yeah.
There's nowhere else I can go. I just,
true.
They drop me off. I got to stay here until the sun goes down from noon to fucking 8 p.m. at a Hooters.
And then you can't have cell phones, which sounds great, but you like, it's almost like a movie where, you know, you're with somebody and then a bus passes and then that person's gone.
Yeah, we got lost a couple of times.
Did you really?
Yeah. It's just 100,000 people moving around and everybody's dressed alike. Everybody's dressed like golfers.
Every single person is dressed like a golfer.
Yeah, I figured that.
Yeah. Everyone was extremely nice.
Yeah.
Everyone was great. The staff, everybody that worked there was awesome. Other than the bathroom, you go in there.
That was a very different experience.
It's prison in there. It literally became prison. So the only black people I saw were people, the bathroom attendants, that the second you go in the bathroom, it's like, one or two, what? Two, get in here. Like, just hurry up, go.
Yeah.
What?
And then they yelled at me because there's like a wall, walls of urinals. And I'm like walking down the, you know, the set. And then one would open up and the guy would be like, keep going all the way to the end. And then I'd try and bank again. Like, keep going all the way to the end. They just keep yelling at you until you, and then they're yelling at the next person.
The stalls were like a cell block. Like, man,
no, really, the doors would open up. It was crazy.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Then you walk back outside and it's paradise. It's the most beautiful place you've ever seen. They're like, hold on, I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like, get the fuck down. Go.
Why do they need that level of organization there?
They looked.
I was hungry. What? I didn't feel good because you kept me up all night with your fucking snoring.
Yeah, that would, you'd get like maybe a nice afternoon. You could send your babe down.
I guarantee in the car ride home, one of them was like, Gail was being a bitch. Gail was a fucking bitch the whole time we were in space.
She thought it was all about her. Not that it's all about me.
Not that it's all about me, but like, let's be honest. It was Katy Perry's trip.
Do you think that would be cool if you're Jeff Bezos and you just like you have a wife and you send her and Katy Perry and Gail into space? Do you think you actually felt anything or just like, all right?
Yeah, it was probably just another day for that guy. He probably woke up like, oh, fuck, I got to launch those women into space.
I don't think so. I think he's excited.
You think so?
Yeah.
You like Jeff Bezos?
Sure.
Bezos versus Musk? If you had to pick one, Bezos versus Musk.
If I had, oh, jeez. I'd have to say Elon.
You like Elon better than Bezos?
I think, so, you know, I think like right now we're in a rocky, you know.
Yeah, yeah. What? Why do you like? Why do you like Elon better than Bezos?
Bezos, it seems, is I'd like SpaceX was before Blue Origin, right?
Yeah,
yeah. And he's copying his swag pretty badly on this.
Yeah,
yeah.
And that the first time they landed that Falcon booster is that's an unbelievable video to watch. It's so because you know everybody would say you can't do it. This is a joke. Blah blah blah. And then they did it, and everybody starts chanting USA. It was like back in this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And to see this thing come down.
And you've been jacking off to going to Mars for years.
Okay.
I remember that. I'd go hang out with you and Chris. All you guys talked about was fucking Mars.
Well, yes.
Yeah, shut up about Mars.
No.
You need to worry about Halloween.
True.
You got to focus on Halloween before we can focus on Mars.
Mars bars.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Mars bars.
Mars bars.
Oh, man.
Damn, dude. So what's the Falcon was Elon's, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think he takes space more seriously because, yeah, Bezos is just popping
Bezos
out
is
of
having
stratosphere.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's kind of just pulsing.
I'm sorry.
No.
Oh, there's this YouTube video. I just found it again recently, but I loved it because when they landed two of those, there's like a guy filming it. And just the way he says it because you're watching him from afar. And then as they're re-entering the light up to slow it down, like the engines light up. And so he's like, two candlesticks coming down. And then it's like, you hear the sonic booms. And he's like, double sonic booms. It's just
that's kind of
wild.
Yeah,
booms.
It's cool. Yeah. Yeah.
The guy who got to say that probably felt so cool to be like, double sonic booms. Yes. If I got to say that into a headset around people, I'd be like, fuck.
That would be awesome.
We're initiating double sonic booms.
I was down there
booms.
For some space launches.
Did you really?
Or some rocket.
I forgot you guys.
Oh, you saw it?
There's nothing. It's the coolest thing possible.
It has to be.
Yeah. It's great. Although the last time I was there, it got rained out. And I sat on the beach all day waiting for it. They were like, 2 p.m. launch. I was like, I'm going to have a good buzz by 2 p.m. They go, it got delayed 8 hours. And I was like, that's fine. I'm in the zone. My fucking the sun's going down. I was like, oh, shit. Fuck that rocket fucking bullshit. And then a giant thunderstorm came.
That's kind of
pretty.
Fun.
It was awesome.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Listen to fucking, not for whom the bell, fuck it. Listen to a Metallica song.
Doing a thunderstorm?
Yeah.
It's kind of sick.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was a great day.
That is awesome. Sucks the rocket didn't launch.
Now my family that lives there sends me rocket launches every day.
Really?
Yeah, they go, we got another video for you. I go, sick.
I think there was a rocket launch in San Antonio, or like it was visible from San Antonio. Maybe it was from Houston, but yeah, the guy.
When?
Like Saturday.
It's probably the fucking Katy Perry. You probably saw Katy Perry.
You saw Katy? Maybe.
I don't know where they launched that thing.
I don't probably somewhere else. Well, I don't know. Where the fuck can they do that? Because if they're
looks
I'm sure
like
they're all
desert.
In like LA. So maybe maybe they just hit like fucking New Mexico or something. Roswell.
Remember the guy who tried to prove the earth was flat and he made himself a rocket?
No.
He just fucking died.
He just blew up. I'd be sick if he got vindicated. He's like, I'm falling off the edge. Clearly, I'm coming right off the edge.
He probably did think that on the way down. Like,
yeah.
Seems pretty flat to me. I'm about to fucking hit it. It's flat as hell.
It was in Texas. What'd they launch?
It was Katy Perry.
He saw Perry.
You saw Perry.
I didn't see it.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, yeah. Hey. I was fucking slaving
I think,
away.
Just to take the counter, that I think you got guts to go up there. That's scary.
For sure.
Who?
There's six ladies.
Those ladies.
I don't think so.
Bro.
No?
Not at all.
Would you go?
Yeah, easily. Not with six ladies.
Why?
I don't know, dude. You get up there. You get
start floating.
Space rules.
True. Oops, sorry. I floated right into
it's
your
space
butt
rules.
Again. Oh, I floated into all of your butts.
God damn, there's not a lot of room up here. I keep floating right into all of you guys' boobs the whole time.
I'd be like a Japanese pervert on the subway.
Dude, being a pervert with zero gravity coming at someone like,
whoa,
I'm not used to this. Oh, shit.
The Japanese bus porn.
Yeah, that was good. What?
What? Yeah, do you know?
Do you watch Japanese bus porn?
I mean, yes. Yeah, I do. That's what they do. They kind of like, I mean, I was gonna say, you know, it's pretty, you know, it's not. But they ride the bus and they're all close. They just start like, you know, bumping this whole bus ride.
I'm a bit of a closeted frauderist myself, man. I mean, you know, when you're on like the thing at the airport, it gets packed. You're just like, hey, man,
yeah, it's not up to me.
All I can do is hold on.
Yeah.
Space rules.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, if you can do whatever you want in international waters in space, it's like
space
there's rules. A mutiny on this ship, and now I'm in charge.
We're going to the moon.
True.
I'm taking the ship. We're flying somewhere else. Me and the space base. We're gonna start a new colony. We're gonna have to repopulate.
True. How many times has Bezos been to space?
I don't know.
He's probably been at least like 20 times. Also, what do you think it costs just to like send those babes up in the air?
I think they said it was $1 million.
$1 million every time?
A minute. A million a minute. Was it Bezos? Is what someone was talking about. Yeah.
They don't really like, they just like float, don't they?
Yeah.
They don't really go into space.
Yeah, okay. He's just fucking around. Blue orgy, dude. Get up there. He's definitely got head in space, I would imagine. Bezos.
You have to.
Yeah, he has. He's definitely gotten head in space.
And you got to go, I'm the first guy to ever do it. It's like, brother, no, you're not.
True. Who do you think did, Neil? Neil and
probably
Buzz?
The guy who brought that dog up.
Damn, you think he probably ejected in space.
That's tough.
Get to do like the full 3D rendering of like how big is my, you can load max and be like, this is actually a pretty powerful shot.
Please slurp that. Please float over to that and slurp that. Please slurp that out. You gotta do it just for me one time, baby. Slurp that down. That's gonna be the best moment of my life.
That'd be actually really cool.
I mean there's that guy and lady were stuck in the space station for like,
really?
I wonder if they slurped.
You'd have to. You got stranded in space, it would just activate something. Your ear hairs would go nuts. You'd be like, I need my dick.
It's way worse than a hotel. It's
like, yeah, you'd have to. If you're stuck in space,
somebody's slurping.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to slurp. You probably, never mind. I got a whiz, actually.
Yeah, true. Let's take a break.
Time out.
Oh, good.
Oh, dude, I have my restaurant.
Score one for the
fellas. Matt, what do you have over there? Is that a special announcement?
Yeah, it's a very special announcement. I'm trying to find the exact the exact thing. What is the exact verbiage? Oh, I think we just have to do mention the...
We're doing a live
on
show.
Sale. The thing is on sale.
It's on sale right now?
Yeah.
Oh, hell
at
yeah.
At the beginning of the episode, which is right now. Perfect.
Nice.
It's on sale. The live event is on sale. Yes.
What is it?
It's a moment. It's a live stream from Moment House.
What is it though? What is the show?
It's just a live stream. It's a show. It's a special show. It'll be a live podcast.
It's going to be a live podcast
streamed on Moment House.
On Moment House,
filmed in New York City.
It's going to be in New York City.
Yep.
And there's going to be some big special guests.
Yeah, man.
We're working on the guests.
Yep.
Now that we've secured a date today. I think today we'll be able to reach out and ask.
The gate or the date should be.
If we get the guests.
If we get them. We'll get somebody, I'm sure.
We're going to get somebody good.
It was huge.
But
the date is December 14th.
December 14th.
Chelsea Music
Hall. Live on Moment House. Is it Chelsea Music Hall?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I believe they're $10.
It's $10
for tickets.
That'll be fun, dude.
Yeah, I thought when they said pay per view, I thought it was gonna be like $99. I was this is so much pressure. $10 though.
No, $10. When you see the guests we get,
yeah,
you're gonna say, "I'm glad I spent that $10."
You're gonna say, "Whoa, $10 is gonna fly out of your pocket. $10 is gonna choose for itself to be like,
yes.
Hey, $10, get back here. I guess I'll watch it.
Yes,
fuck. I guess I'll check this out. But yeah, that's the future. Streaming stuff is the future. Yeah. They figured it out.
Streaming stuff is the future.
Streaming stuff and paying to watch stuff immediately is the
present. It certainly is the present.
Dude, let's
everything's streaming.
Let's just talk about technology.
I was back at my parents' house this weekend. It's nothing but cable, dude. It's insane. Geezer's cable, and it is so fucked up. Comcast,
it's terrifying.
Comcast just butt fucks old people.
It's just them speaking into the room. They'd pay $300 to be like, put on, just put on The Sopranos. What episode was that?
And just, God damn it.
SpongeBob.
You work this thing. Just put on HGTV. That's all my mom watches, dude. It's unbelievable. Have I talked about this before? It's insane.
No.
It's just a fucking lady. It's girl. Yes, we have. It's female porn.
Oh, okay.
It's literally a woman coming in and being like, this house is fine, but this is what you need to do. And the husband's like, oh, I don't know, honey. And she's like, this isn't a democracy. We don't talk like that. Yeah. I tell you what to do. And then a bunch of dudes build stuff, and a woman shows up and is like, good job, guys.
Yeah.
It's just 10 guys sawing cabinets in the front yard.
It's insane.
She's like, the team's working hard.
Well, those shows also completely warp people's minds as to like the actual timeline of construction projects.
Yeah.
Because they watch those shows and they're like,
3 days to get the kitchen done. It's like, bro.
It takes like four weeks.
It takes 10 years. It never gets done.
And they do houses and they're like, we sunk $100K, we sold it for $500,000. Every house you see is like, it's worth $900,000. It's like a bungalow.
My friends
having
trouble with the contractors and their house is taking, for real, 2 years. It's been 2 years,
dude,
of just remodeling.
I know somebody who did this recently, and they were saying, like, you know, we had a contractor, and they were like, they can't get anyone to work because of COVID. And I was like, damn. If they were good contractors, they wouldn't believe in that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
They
would
get in there.
If they were good with their hands, they would not believe in COVID.
Just the wax build up from the saws all the time. They'd be like, oh, what?
Yeah, well, you don't want
right to work.
You don't want to contractor that believes in science.
No, not at all.
You want a contractor that doesn't know anything.
Yeah, just shows up and it's just like, all
right. But it's kind of right. but also ended up being kind of right, which is, you know, something that as a country we're going to have to walk back and say, sorry, guys.
Yeah, I think there is a thing where if as soon as you hit like 48 ounces of like 7-Eleven coffee, you just get the truth. They just glimpse the Akashic Records every morning and they're like F-350.
You just listen to Nick Fuentes.
What the hell? I don't think these things are going to be that effective as you say they are.
After your fourth Sunoco hot dog at 9:30 in the morning, you're like, the Democratic parties are the actual races.
Yeah, we can rip that sink out. What do you want, radiant floors? You probably put them in. I mean, it's not a big deal. Radiant floors are the shit.
Yeah.
Heated floors, water pipes flowing through your little floors.
I will say remodeling houses is very pleasing to the eyes.
It's pleasing to
the
eyes.
I do like to see the end product.
Who doesn't?
It is girl TV until the end product, and then that's for everybody.
You go,
I go, ooh, that is nice. I like that.
Well, apparently Spud was telling me the reality of remodels is it actually destroys couples a lot of times.
Of course.
A lot of couples don't
make
it through
the
remodel.
In the show, it's always a guy that's like, oh, because it is. It's for women, so the woman's always right, and the woman's like, this is what I want with the cabinets, this is this, blah, blah, blah. In real life, if they were like, no, the new cabinets, that's going to be, the thing she wants is going to be an extra, like, $50,000.
Yeah.
It'd be like, no.
It's a fight.
Like, you never get me anything. Yeah,
it's a fight. It's a fight, and it's also, you know, That's a tough position. That's like Caesar mode for wives too. Cause then they have like, all of a sudden there's just like a team of like Hispanic immigrants.
Yes.
I'm not even gonna say Mexicans. A lot of times Guatemalans and Brazilians as well.
Yes.
But it's like, they get the lure, dude. They're on their Chase lounge. They just get like a 6 month period. They can just be like, move that there, switch the sink.
Yeah.
Just all fueled by a bank. And then your mortgage goes up by like $500 a month. It's pretty crazy. You can get to be Cleopatra.
Yeah.
For like 4 months and be like, what's that spot on the wall?
I don't like it.
Call the painters in.
Yeah.
And the Vendée contractor's like, we're done. Fuck you. And
yeah.
Like, hey.
I don't think I've ever heard of a single remodeling that the contractor wasn't a dickhead, according to the customer.
Here's the thing. A lot of it all depends. So we had a remodel on our house and it was literally, I'm not just saying this, but like they literally banged it out as fast as humanly possible.
Nice.
We had like a looming pregnancy deadline, which is a fucking nightmare.